is taken from the book of Psalm, chapter 28, verse 1 to 9. Psalm 28, verse 1 to 9. It reads, "To you I will cry, O Lord, my rock. Do not be silent to me, lest, if you are silent to me, I become like those who go down to the pit. Hear the voice of my supplication when I cry to you. When I lift up my hands towards your holy sanctuary, do not take me away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, who speak peace to their neighbors, but evil is in their hearts. Give them according to their deeds and according to the wickedness of their labors. Give them according to the works of their hands. Render to them what they deserve, because they do not regard the works of the Lord, nor the oppressions of his hands. You shall destroy them and not build them up. Blessed be the Lord, because he has heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am doubts. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise him. The Lord is in their strength, and he is the saving refuge of his anointed. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Shepherd them also and bear them up forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Power. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm hoping my voice is going to hold out. It's slowly going. I've been coughing all week. Everybody in the family have been avoiding me. But we're all good. We're all good. Oh, sorry. It's good to be here. It really is. On behalf of the congregation, I want to extend a very warm welcome to all our visitors who are here today. We welcome you. Thank you for being here. We thank God that we can enjoy this time with you as we worship our God together. It's good to have Rosalinda back. From London, welcome home. So we love it when our students come home, and Brother Marcus over there from Nottingham is back in town. So that's what we love about our university here in Leicester. It brings all our people. So we welcome you. Do you know, it always encourages me when I see young adults and they come to the university and they look for their worship place. Yeah, isn't that amazing? They look for their worship place. They've got their priorities right, without any doubt. And so we're so thankful, and we're thankful to God that you are here. I just want to encourage everybody today, if possible. I think that's always a good thing. We need some building up and encouraging. I love that psalm. I kind of use it as more of an introduction than anything else. There's a couple of verses in that psalm, in Psalm 28. The first one in verse 2 says, when you look at verse 2, it says, "Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry to you, when I lift up my hands towards your holy sanctuary." Isn't that lovely? This is a psalm of David, and it's talking, in fact, some inscriptions may have it as rejoicing in prayer. Do you know, prayer is a beautiful thing when you can go to God and you can just lay your things before him. But I love that. I love that. "When I lift up my hands towards your holy sanctuary." Isn't that beautiful? Verse 7, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoices. And with my song, I will praise him." You see, I want to talk to you this morning about something really, I believe, is very encouraging indeed. Let me ask you this question. Do you understand about days of overwhelming uncertainty that we all have? Those days of, I'm not just talking about uncertainty, I'm talking about overwhelming uncertainty. Those days when you question and say, what is this life about? Why am I going through these struggles and difficulties? Maybe not sleeping at night, uneasy and anxious about things, insecurity overtakes you, things are going wrong in your life, things are not falling into place. God's hand seems to be out of reach. You know, there's times when you get down and pray and you think, is God really hearing this prayer? Does he really hear it? Is he listening to me? Does he know how I'm feeling right now? That overwhelming uncertainty in your life. And it can overtake you in such a way that it can absolutely destroy you as a person and as a Christian. There's a passage in Proverbs, one verse, Proverbs 18 and verse 10. And he says this. He says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. The verse is short, simple, and powerful. You know, sometimes it's those short verses that we need because it has a promise of the most profound importance that you will ever need. And I want you to notice something. You know, in your times of despair, in your times of struggling, in your times of anxiety or whatever you're dealing with, where do you go? Where do you go? As a Christian, whose name do we bear? You know, we are added into the body of Christ. We become the body of Christ. And I want you to notice in the passage where it says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. I want you to think about that. The name of the Lord. That is the name we bear. That is the name we carry. This is the name by which we stand for and by. Do we not pray in the name of our Lord? In the Bible, God is defined in various names. We can look at some of them. Elohim means God. The name refers to God's incredible power and might. Do you ever think about God like that? Incredible power and might. Elohim. He is the one and only God. There is no other God. You will find no answers anywhere else. People are looking, but they will not find the answers. They won't find them. They search and they find nothing because he is the one and only God. An incredible power and might. He is supreme. He is the true God. And in a world that promotes many false gods and religions, he is God. The answer. When people are searching for answers, we have the answer here. Because you see, it says the name of the Lord. When we carry that name with us, we carry something very powerful. That name bears power. That name bears strength. And in this world that we live in, we need to see this. There's a word, Yahweh, which means the Lord. Yahweh from the Hebrew word for I am. I am. It is the proper name of the divine person. That is the proper name. You know, when God told Moses to go to lead the Israelites out of Egypt, he sent him to Pharaoh, and what did he say? He said, oh, Lord. Lord, why What am I going to say to them? He said, God, what is the name I'm going to use if the people ask? In other words, where is this authority coming from? When I go to them, they're going to say, who says for us to do this? Who do you speak from? And the Lord said to him, Moses, I am who I am. He says, tell them I am has sent me to you. And you read that account in Exodus 3. God's name, Yahweh, is one of authority. It is the one that holds great power and says to all who hear, I am the true God. And we read in our first passage, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run to it and are safe. The Bible talks of the name of the Lord when he refers to it as Abba, Father. Abba in the Bible, when you look at this translation and when you look at this reference of the Lord, our God, it is the most intimate form of God's name. Because he bears the name Father. We call him our Father in heaven. He's our Father. You see, as a child growing up, your father is the one who you should get your security from. The father should be the one who you can depend upon. The father should be the protector and the provider and the giver of all things. Not in every case in the physical sense, sadly. But one thing is for certain, in a spiritual sense, of the name of the Lord, Abba, our Father in heaven, the most loving Father you will ever have. And he shows his character towards each and every one of us as he refers to us in this way. He is the one who can be fully trusted. Who can I trust? Who can I depend upon? Well, I can depend upon my Father in heaven. I can depend upon him. The Bible uses the word El Elyon, is a name used through the Old Testament, revealing God is above all gods. But how many gods are there? Listen, the world creates many gods. We live in a world where they're creating gods out of trees and mountains. They use God's creation to create gods for themselves. Sometimes the gods they don't call gods, but clearly by the way that they idolize these things in their life and these things stand between them and the true God, these things become gods to them because their whole life is centered and focused around these things. You see, El Elyon is a name used in the Old Testament revealing that God is a God who is above everything. Not only our Father, he is above everything. There is nothing that can compare. There is nothing in life more sacred. Nothing. And he is indeed the Lord Most High. And we find the word El Shaddai means God Almighty. God's name El Shaddai reminds us that he is all powerful. He is the mighty one. The name of the Lord. And in our passage it says the name of the Lord. It should mean something to you. Do you realize whose name we stand for? When we talk to our God, do we realize who we're talking to? I often think of the high priests when they would go into the Holy of Holies in the temple to go before that presence. And before the death of Jesus and the curtain was torn, and we then was allowed into the presence of God. Imagine what that must have been like. The name of the Lord. When you worship, when you serve, when you're coming into his presence on a daily basis in your life, think about who that name is and who that name represents. So every person faces times of desperation and trouble. Every one of us will go through things. Every one of us will experience things. People flee to many directions and many areas looking for ways and solutions to get through these difficult times. You know, sometimes even Christians forget. What did Brother Gabby say in his class this morning? You know, when's the best time to be here? When you don't want to be here. That's the best time to be here. I don't want to be there, then you need to be there. You know, you don't go to hospital when you're healthy. When you're feeling good, you go when you're feeling rough and you need some help. You see, people flee to locations away from the true God, forgetting our God is supreme, forgetting that our God is the great I Am, our loving Father with an agape love, an unconditional love. No condition is based upon the love that He has for each one of you. He's all powerful. And what do we say when we go through our burdens? Where shall I go? Where can I turn? Who can I depend upon? Where do I go for refuge in my times of despair? There are people who turn to bottle and drink as a source of comfort and joy. And the Bible says that this simply brings added sorrow. Psalm 23 says, who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has contentions? Who has complaints? Who has wounds without cause? Who is the redness of his eyes? And he's talking about that. Using this method, he talks in the passage of his stinging like a viper. You know, sometimes we can go to the wrong sources for our comfort and our strength. But it says the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord. And so these things that we depend upon can affect us. But listen, we don't just pick fault. You know, there are things in the book of how others turn to wealth and riches. I heard once a documentary, he was talking about one of the biggest addictions is spending. And some people have this addiction because the spending is a form of release. And so if you buy something, it makes them feel better. It's like an addiction. And so people can spend money to try and overcome problems in their lives. Others turn to wealth and riches because they think the more they have, the happier they'll be. Have you noticed nearly every famous person that they interview, at some point they talk about the fact that they are just so depressed, so down. We have all of these things, but we still have no answers. We still have no solutions. Why? Because it's the idols. It's the things that people are trying to replace to make their lives worth something. And in fact, these things become the hindrance because it veils them from the true God, the loving God that we have talked about. Proverbs 18 verse 11 says, the rich man's wealth is his strong city. In other words, that's what he uses. It's his sanctuary. He builds these walls around him of wealth, thinking this will be my sanctuary, this will be my security. Or Proverbs 11:28 says that he that trusteth in his riches shall fall. And I've seen this. I've seen people fall because of their ideas of how they feel they can get this strength. Others, they put their hope and faith in power, thinking it will provide answers during difficult times. And God's response to this is found in 1 Peter 5, verse 5 through 6. God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. In the passage, when it talks about the name of the Lord, it says for the Christian, the place to run in times of trouble is straight to the name of the Lord. That is where we should go. That should be the place that we go to. You see, the Bible passage says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. It's a strong tower. You look in the conflicts, who won the battles? Quite often it was those with the strongest fort. Those who had the strongest tower around them. What surrounds your life?
You know, what do you surround your life with? How strong are the walls around you as a Christian? And that's something we need to ask ourselves. How strong am I as a Christian? Is my faith strong? Is my relationship with God strong? Maybe I need to patch up the walls a little bit. Maybe I need to make some changes. Is my prayer life to God good? Listen, God, we've already talked about who he is, his name. It says his name, the name of the Lord, is a strong tower. So surely, it is his name we go to in our times of need. It is his name we go to always. It is the strength and foundation of our safety and security and protection is based upon ourselves being surrounded by his name, the tower, the protection. Every source of protection developed by man will ultimately fail. Every Christian that I have met who has fallen away from the body, and believe me, they fall. They fall. They fall away. The most unlikeliest of people, people I have sat with and have heard them preach and heard them teach, and that, my goodness, they could preach, bring tears to your eyes. And they know their way through the scriptures and they're solid and ground, you think. And one day you go on and say, where's the brother? He's gone. He's left the body. He's left the church. Why? Why? Maybe the surrounding that he was making you think was there wasn't there. And this is why it is important. This is why it is important that we understand the importance of the Lord's name and being surrounded by it. The name of the Lord is the strong tower. Psalm 124, verse 8. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. That's where our help is. You go through some struggles, take it to God. You want security, go to God. You want promises, go to God. You want guarantees, you go to God. He's got it all. Everything that you will need in your life, he will give you. He will provide you. Why? Because of who he is. Who he is. There is no other God. There's only one true and living God, and he is our God. Psalm 18, verse 2, it says, the Lord is my rock and my fortress. The rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my strength in whom I will trust. Do we trust him? Do you trust him enough? Do you see the Lord as your rock in your life and your fortress that protects you? He's going to deliver you. He's your deliverer. He's your strength to whom I'm going to trust him because of who he is. My buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. Not a low tower. He is a high tower. Therefore, I will call upon the Lord. Why? Because he is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. Why? Because he is my fortress. He's my fortress. He's the tower. Where shall I go? I'm going to go to my God. That is where my security is. That is where my strength is. It says in the passage, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous, it talks about the righteous. The righteous, those living in opposition to God by choosing a life of sin, will be seeking safety in the world. In other words, you want to know what righteous is? It's the opposite to someone who does everything against God. If you run against God, that's not righteous. If you stand by dependence upon the things of the world, that is not righteous. But as Christians, we stand firm in him. In other words, our faith is in him. Those living in opposition are the ones that will lose out, for the righteous only. The name of the Lord can provide sanctuary for them. The word righteous refers to the one who is just and lawful in conduct, character, and notice this, obedience. We have to obey God. We have to obey God. And we have to do things according to his will. So the name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous. He says the righteous run to it. They run to it. That's the practice, brethren, running to it. Sometimes Christians know where to go, but it takes them forever to get there. I've got problems. I'll probably take them to God in a week or two. I'm going to try and sort these things out myself. I've got problems, but I'm going to try and fix them. I'll sort them out. And if things don't work out, I'll go to my God in a couple of weeks, and maybe, God willing, if I'm still here, I'll go to him and say, God, I had this problem a few weeks back and I need to get it sorted. You see, he says that the righteous run to it. I got a problem, I'm running to my God. I'm running to my Lord. I need that safety. I need that sanctuary. I need to go there. I need to go there with haste. But often there is a tendency to spend a while seeking to deal with things through human wisdom and might. And sometimes it needs prayer, scripture, fellowship, and a relationship with God. Almighty God. God wants his children to flee to him with haste at the first sign of things in your life. Are you needing sanctuary today, and are you delaying it? Maybe there are things in your life today that are being a hindrance for you as a Christian. Maybe these things are hindering you. You see, the name of the Lord, it says, is a strong tower. The righteous, they run to it. And then it says in the passage, and are safe. I don't know about you, but safety is a big deal in my life. I want to be safe. I want to be safe. I'm not going to walk down the middle of the road with my eyes closed, or go to the top of a high building and jump around on the edge of the building. I'm not going to open up some electric panel and start putting my hands inside it. I want to be safe. And so my life is about evaluating the dangers and evaluating where the problems are. But in a spiritual way, the safety is found in the sanctuary of our God. In the name of the Lord. He's the strong tower. He's the righteous. The ones that are righteous run to it and are safe. And that is the promise that he gives us. Safety. The world makes many promises, but it will leave you empty, hopeless in the end. I'm telling you, you can have problems and you'll know who your friends are. They'll be gone. They'll be gone. Things, you know, you ever heard the saying, you know, even people, you get a problem, you come to me, you go to them and they're wrong. You see, your sanctuary is in God. The person who runs to the name of the Lord is promised safety. So we said at the beginning, do you understand about the days of overwhelming uncertainty? Insecurity overtakes us. God's hand seems to be beyond our reach. What holds you back? If there was a bombs dropping right now, and somebody said at the end of the street is a bunker, and we announce right now, listen, there's bombs dropping, there's a bunker at the end of the street, we're going to open that door, I'm pretty certain this building will be empty very quickly, and everybody will be heading to it. You see, what holds you back in your life? We have a great God. A mighty God, the God of all gods. Deuteronomy 4 verse 35 says, you were shown these things so that you might know that the Lord is God. Besides him, there is no other. He is the only safety place for you and your life. And Malachi 3 verse 6 says, for I am the Lord, and I do not change. I do not change. You look in scripture and look at the examples of people who have wronged God through time. who had been disobedient to the law. In the Old Covenant, of course, if you remember, things were physical. So if you committed something wrong against God, it could cost you your life
there and then.
And so in our lives, we have to understand the importance of being right before God. In Revelation 22, it says, "For I testify," verse 18 in Revelation 22, "For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in the book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book." You see, God is the ultimate authority. And everything we have, if you want to know about the sanctuary, it's here. Everything that we need is there. And God wants you to come to him. Ephesians 4, verse 4, it says there is one body, one spirit, one body, one spirit, just as you was called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. And here we go, one God and Father of all, who is over all, through all, and in all. The Lord is God. He does not change. You are called to one hope, one faith, one baptism by the one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run to it and are safe. I pray that God will bless you. And remember, you know, remember where our strength is. Remember, God is the one who will give you security. If no one else could offer you that, there is nothing else. I pray that God will bless you. Let's have the invitation song.
Oh, thank you, I'll talk with our wonderful message. I'll show